from the eye.
This is the Jazz House Radio Show on the I 103 FM.
Dig, man, there goes Mac the Knife. The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Mac Heat, dear? So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday morning, even, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is this someone, Mac the Knife, from a tugboat by the river? A cement bag's drooping down. Yes, the cement's just for the weight, dear. Bet you Mac he's back in town. Look a year, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And Mac Heat spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Tawdry, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dears. Now that Mac Heat's back in town.
Take it, Satch.
Music in the Jazz House on 103 The Eye.
Thank you. iconic album from Keith Jarrett called Cone, and the album was called The Cone Collection. That particular tune was released on, was recorded on January 24th, 1975, but the album was released that same year. We started the show with Matt the Knife and Louis Armstrong, and that particular tune, Matt the Knife, was from the 1929 album called The Great American Songbook. You are, of course, listening to the Jazz House Radio Show, and on tonight's show, we have a whole host of great artists that we know and love. Next up, we've got the Brecker Brothers, but we have also the wonderful Duke Ellington, as well as some new music from Moses Ufi and his trio, Ethan Iverson, and we're going to close out tonight's show later on with Lester Bowie. But next up, let's go to the amazing Brecker Brothers, and this is a tune called East River, and it's from their album, which I think has a terrific title, called Heavy Metal Bebop. So this is the Brecker Brothers.
Sounds through the night. This is the Jazz House with Sanj on 103 The Eye.
pretty outstanding. Mario Bauza. He was a Latin jazz Cuban maestro who played the oboe, the trumpet, the clarinet. He led his own band in the 80s and 90s. But he started out moving from Cuba to New York back in the 1930s and helped spot Ella Fitzgerald, amongst other famous jazz artists. It's so uplifting. That particular album is called Afro-Cuban Jazz, released in 2001. And speaking of uplifting, before that we had from the Brecker Brothers a tune called East River from their album Heavy Metal Bebop. Now next up we've got a chap who we've not played before. This is Evan Iverson, and it's from the album called Technically Acceptable, which is probably how some people would probably describe me. This particular tune is called Killing Me Softly with his song, and this is Ethan Iverson. And he debuted with Blue Note back in 2022, that particular album called Technically Acceptable, which I think is a terrific title. Now, we're going to go back in time to 1959. This is Duke Ellington and Smarter from the album called Blues in Orbit. Duke Ellington. Thank you.
This is the Jazz House with Sanj on 103 The Eye.
Called Adam Bolditch, together with the pianist Leszek Mostyr, and the jazz take on Gymnopédie, which was just terrific, I thought, from their album called Passaglia, which was released just this year. And before that, we had Duke Ellington and Smarter from his album Blues in Orbit. Now, another new artist for this show is the Orchestra Boabab. This particular track is called Warente Serenni from their album called Pirate's Choice, that was released back in 1982. This is Orchestra Boabab.
Baba Garcia, yeah, no, 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 no.
Senegal, that was Orchestra Baobab. Now they played in London last night. They're due to play in Brighton and in Cumbria and in Leeds this coming week before they then move to Europe for a festival tour. They are outstanding. We've had a couple of artists recently from Senegal. Orchestra Berobab have been going since at least the 1980s with different band members rotating in and out, and they are a lot of fun with a little bit of West African influence together with some Latin influence, and just so lovely to hear. Now, another group we've not heard from before is the Moses Yuffie Trio. This particular track is called Ocean, and it's from the album of his name, same name. This is Moses Yuffie and their trio.
Award-winning radio, 103DI, your station. It's all about you. Award-winning radio. We'll be right back.
That was the outstanding Amin El Aidi from the album called Shams, released just last year, and that particular track was called Evening Fractal. They were outstanding, really enjoyed that. Now next up is Herbie Hancock. This particular tune is from the 1963 album called My Point of View, and this track is called Blind Man, Blind Man. Herbie Hancock.
Thank you.
absolutely terrific Herbie Hancock and his track called Blind Man from the 1963 album My Point of View. You are listening to the Jazz House Radio Show. We go out every Friday night between 9 and 10. There's a reprise between 1 and 2 a.m. on a Monday, and all of the shows are on the podbean.com podcast site under Jazz House Radio. Now, we've got some great local jazz at Peggy Skylight in Nottingham, and Leicester Jazz House are putting on the band called Mark Lockhart with Elliot Galvin at the Attenborough Arts Centre. That's at the 9th of May, and that should be terrific. There are lots of festivals. The Cheltenham Jazz Festival is this weekend, in fact, and an absolutely brilliant lineup, including Snarky Puppy. And toward the end of the month, there's the Manchester Jazz Festival, also outstanding. The EFG London Jazz Festival provides even more live jazz in mid-June before the big one, and that is the Love Supreme Festival, which has blues, soul and jazz, and that's the first weekend of July if you get a chance to go. So some terrific live music in and around the Midlands, London and further afield. There's one more festival that I'd really like to go to, and that's called the We Out There Festival, and that's in the middle of August. And one of our artists called Mosif Yufi, who we played earlier, and his trio, they are playing the We Out There Festival, which should be just outstanding. So I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you do, whatever you are planning, but you join us again, same time, same place next week for the Jazz House Radio Show on the i103 FM. We're going to close out tonight's show with Lester Bowie, an outstanding free jazz trumpeter from the 1970s and 80s. This particular tune is called Rios Negros, and it's from the album called The Great Pretender that was released in 1982. This is Lester Bowie.